Hello, and on this episode of Success is the New Black, we're talking the election, Facebook, and Macy's and President-elect Donald Trump. Stay tuned. Yes, we are working every day, even on Sunday, because it just don't stop. It is Tara Johnson here, and I'm here with another episode of Success is the New Black. I don't hold this down alone. My co-host is here. You want to introduce yourself today?
Hello, everyone. I'm Ashita Andre, and I am so happy to be here on this wonderful Sunday.
Wonderful Sunday. Yes. This is wonderful post-election Sunday.
Okay, we'll take the wonderful back and just post-election Sunday.
You know. Did you catch the SNL episode last night with Dave Chappelle?
I didn't. Was it good?
It was fantastic. And what I will say is I think I've heard a lot of people talk about their feelings about the election. And I think Dave Chappelle summed it up the best when he said that he plans to give President-elect Donald Trump a chance. He just hopes that President-elect Donald Trump gives we historically disenfranchised people a chance also. I think that's the best way I've heard it summed up thus far.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I get alerts on my phone, and the first thing that he's going to do when he enters into office is to deport 2.3 million immigrants.
I know. I heard that. I read that too.
And so the first set of business that he's going to do when he gets into office.
This is the first candidate, I think, in my lifetime that I hope does not follow through with any of his campaign promises. First one. But we're here with another episode of Success is the New Black. And yes, as we've said, it's our first episode post-election. So we have a lot of things to talk about. When presidents change, things in your economy, in your nation change. So we have to watch out for that. Ashita's going to talk about how this election affects small business later on. But I'm just going to do a little business news rundown. Any great marketer knows that in today's times with social media marketing, that Facebook ads and Google ads are one of the main components of marketing your business. It doesn't matter what kind of business you have, small, big, brick and mortar, a virtual business. Everyone today uses Facebook ads and Google ads. And the beauty of them are is you're able to figure out and target your specific audience. So you're able to present an ad to your audience that touches them right where they are. Well, ProPublica did an investigation on these Facebook ads, and they realized that in certain circumstances, Facebook ads may have some racial discrimination involved in them. Now, as we all know, there's federal laws prohibiting any type of racial discrimination in many areas, but definitely in housing and employment. So it's against federal law in every instance to discriminate based on race for housing and employment. ProPublica was able to go on to Facebook, and they were able to target people who were looking for housing units, people who were in the market to buy a home, and they were able to exclude, if they wanted, people of African American, Hispanic, and Asian affinity. Now, as we all know, Facebook doesn't ask you your race when you sign up with them, but what they do is they look at the pages for which you look at and follow and like on Facebook, and based on that, they categorize you and they give you particular affinities. So we all could be classified African American affinity, or we may be Asian American. I'm not, but you're classified in affinity. And what ProPublica was able to do is they were able to do housing ad and exclude African American affinity people, which means that anyone that that's classified or categorized as African American affinity will not see this ad. Well, Facebook responded. This investigation from ProPublica came out in October. It is November, and Facebook has responded and said that they will take away any type of racial affinity exclusions for historically discriminatory practices, employment, housing, but they're going to leave it for other things. Because as we all know, in successful marketing, sometimes you want to market different things to different groups. I mean, let's think about McDonald's. McDonald's may have an ad and they may have Justin Timberlake sing their theme song, but if that same ad is on the country music network, it may be Garth Brooks. You did notice I said Justin Timberlake on, like, he was on BET, because we all know Justin passed, but that's just whatever it is. But it's just, it's a definite marketing tool. So Facebook has come up and said that, of course, would never do anything to, one, violate federal law, and two, to discriminate whatsoever. So Facebook is responding. Ashita, do you use Facebook ads at all in your
I used to.
Yeah. And they're very effective.
They are. They're very effective. But sometimes when you use Facebook, it just shows you the person who is the representative for the page. Mm-hmm. It just shows you how many likes, how many people viewed it. But the person who is not running the page and is just scrolling, it just shows, oh, you just got 2 likes today.
Right.
So that's the thing that's I don't really like per se, mm-hmm. because they don't get to see, oh, well, this has been shown to maybe 2,500 people, right. but you only got 3 likes.
Right.
And to be able to reach your audience, you actually have to pay
to
reach your audience.
You do. You definitely do.
Yeah.
You definitely do. Mm-hmm. It's an effective tool, but it is the key is finding your audience. And once you find your audience, then it's completely different. But you do have to kind of play with the Facebook ads and that kind of thing till you find the audience. But if you notice anything like this on Facebook, of course, now, especially as we can say post-election, we all may be feeling like our voices don't matter. But ProPublica was able to bring this investigation to light a month ago. And Facebook, this huge social media network, has responded. So if you notice something that you feel is discriminatory or have any questions, make your voice heard. We can make changes. We just have to make sure we continue to use our voice. Mm-hmm. So Macy's is using their voice when it comes to President-elect Donald Trump. President-elect Donald Trump has a menswear line that has been out in the market for I don't know how long now, but mm-hmm. that line has been carried in Macy's since early 2000s. I think 2004 is the exact date. When he decided to run for president, let me put it this way. When he decided to run for president and make some pretty disparaging comments against Hispanics and other racial categories and groups, Macy's decided to drop him. What they said at that time was Macy's does not carry any lines of politicians. We know Macy's carries everybody's line. P. Diddy, Martha Stewart, you know, Jessica Simpson, you name it, they carry it. But they decided to drop Donald Trump and all of his merchandise shortly after he made these type of comments. I was curious myself that now he's president-elect Donald Trump, would they start carrying his merchandise again? I wasn't the only one. Several people have come out and asked Macy's, and they're saying, no, we're sticking strong with our rule. We don't carry things from politicians. You may classify with red or blue, but at Macy's, green is the thing that rules 100%, and they don't want anyone to feel as if they are swaying toward one political party or the other by carrying anything from any politician. He even quoted, their spokesperson even quoted and said, if Hillary was doing a line of handbags, we wouldn't carry her bags either. We don't do party lines. We do cash lines. So Macy's is strictly green, if anyone is asking. So you will not find any Donald Trump merchandise. You will, however, still find all the merchandise from his daughter, Ivanka Trump. She has a women's line, suits, blazers, pants, and they will continue to carry her line. We'll see what happens if Ivanka Trump happens to get a cabinet, you know, a cabinet position, or if she's going to be more involved in her father's administration, if they'll continue to carry her clothing. But we will have to see. The last bit of business news I have today is, I'm really excited, I can't even say it, is Small Business Saturday is coming up November 26th. Now, this is an exciting day for me because we're living in a world where we have a lot of big companies. We have the Walmarts, we have the Amazons, but if we think about it, mom and pop shops are what makes this country run. And Small Business Saturday was started in 2010 in a small county in Massachusetts, and now it's grown to a international celebration. We have Small Business Saturday we've celebrated here the past 6 years, and because of the success of Small Business Saturday here in the States, UK, the United Kingdom has also started to celebrate Small Business Saturday themselves. If you are a small business, there's a couple of things you can do. It's too late to register with American Express, who's the main sponsor of Small Business Saturday. So you can be named as a neighborhood champion, but you still can go to AmericanExpress.com and download all of their marketing material so you can support this cause. The hashtag is Small Business Saturday. And what I would ask you to do is, I know we're all out trying to save money, but in this economy, we know what's important right now is to create jobs and create a feeling of community. And that happens in our small businesses. So if you go on AmericanExpress.com or SBA.gov, Small Business Administration is supporting Small Business Saturday also, you can see what companies, which businesses, which mom or pop shops in your neighborhood are affiliate and affiliated and classified as small business, and support them any way you can. If you're a small business owner, don't forget to promote and use that hashtag, but also look out for it next year so you can be designated as a neighborhood champion and really champion this cause for small businesses. November 26th, mark your calendar now. We're celebrating small business. Small business make the world go round. Woo woo. There we go. Woo woo.
I love it. Woo woo. Woo woo.
Ashita, what do you have for us today?
So based on that, and thank you so much, Tara, for your business rundown. That was really wonderful.
Thank you. I need a little sip of water right now.
So I'm going to be talking about the post-election, and I want to, you know, talk about why people voted for Clinton and why people voted for Trump from post-election on a small business on the small business aspect. Mm-hmm. Now, Clinton, according to Forbes, her main running points when she was running was how she was going to help small businesses. And then I have a list of what Trump was going to do for small businesses. Mm-hmm. And so for Clinton, her main running point was to unlock access to capital to ease the burden for community banks and credit unions, giving them giving the small business the finances that they need to be able to run their small business.
Which is critical.
Absolutely critical. It's so important. Then she also talked about how she was going to protect the small businesses from large companies using litigation hurdles to deny payment for services, offering recourse to take for predatory behavior, meaning that you can't just go and sue small businesses all the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because again, small businesses do not have the capital that large businesses have to be able to fight many litigation cases.
And that's what they do, big companies. They just throw money at their lawyers and just bury them in paper.
Exactly.
There's no way to defend against it.
For years, absolutely. They do that. And, you know, absolutely. As a small business, you can't handle that.
You can't do it.
And then also what Clinton said was that she was going to allow entrepreneurs, and this is really, really important, and this is why this was so critical, was to defer student loan payments for people who are interested in starting businesses, and that she was going to defer them with no interest.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's a big selling point. Well, it was a big selling point.
And lastly, she was going to offer state and local governments new federal incentives to prevent red tape for small businesses that a lot of small businesses go to, where especially dealing with banking. Mm-hmm. And so I was reading about that, and it was very interesting that so many people voted for Trump and not Clinton,
right?
Based on the fact that she actually had a plan for small businesses. And Trump, let me read you about what Trump was going to say. Now, Trump, who I've been paying attention to, was very, very vague, extremely vague. And basically, the only thing that he wanted to do was just lower the tax bracket from 35 to 15%.
Which,
that was it.
Which
is good.
No, which is definitely
it's
good.
It's really, really good. However, there's so many other areas for small businesses that, yes, lowering the tax bracket from 35 to 15% is huge. But what about the other areas? What about funding? What about hiring?
Right.
What about the tax benefits for when you hire, you know, your employees? What about the tax? You know, again, I get the 35 to 15%, right. But there's other areas in small businesses that are so important. What about the tax, the breaks for when you do have student loans? Mm-hmm. And mostly it's really, really funding. That's pretty much everything.
What it seems like to me is that if you are a fairly established, hugely profitable business, that tax break of 35 to 15 is very attractive. 100%.
It is.
If you are an aspiring or a early startup, mm-hmm. it seems as if the things that Clinton were pushing for seem to be more attractive. But I think what we're finding out is that so many people that came out to vote, because we had a really low voter turnout this election, were people who were established business people already.
Absolutely.
And so they came out and let their voice be heard. So even though we're sitting here and I'm like, well, these points that Clinton are talking about is amazing, but if we didn't go out and vote to let everyone know that that was important to us, this is what happens.
This is what happens. Yeah. Now, I was reading, and a lot of big businesses were very attracted, as you were saying.
Of course.
Are very, very attractive. And one small business said that that was the only reason why she voted for Trump. She did not agree with, you know, everything else that Trump stood for. Mm-hmm. But because she's a large business owner, that was the sole reason why she voted for Trump.
Yeah. A tax cut of 20%, it means huge. A lot yes, to your bottom it line. It really means a lot to your bottom line. And if you are more concerned with the 20% tax cut, I'm not saying you're never going to need capital, but it doesn't seem to be that capital mm-hmm. is the thing you're struggling with.
Yeah.
You know, and capital student loans isn't what you're, you know, struggling
right,
with. And
right.
again, we know that African Americans, especially African American women, are opening businesses at, you know, double, triple the rates of other people. But if you ask people who are small business owners who are just getting started, their problems, their concerns, their issues are access to capital.
Absolutely.
I can't continue to run my business, let's say, out of my home mm-hmm. or with my one or two employees and continue to pay my student loans. It just seems like
it's a tug of war.
Yeah, catering Absolutely. To different people.
Also, for top earners, which, you know, I hope to be in one day.
Of course.
Right?
One day soon.
Yeah. So top earners based on Trump, he's going to lower it to 33% from 39.6%. And he's going to decrease corporate taxes to 15, as I mentioned. And he's going to decrease it for S-Corps and other pass-through entities such as LLCs.
Yeah.
So if you're an S-Corp, LLC, or other pass-through entities, this tax break may be beneficial to you as well.
Taxes are huge.
Yeah, they are.
Taxes are just money out of your pocket and... You know, it doesn't matter whether you have $2 and you're getting 10 cents taken away or $2 million and having, you know, whatever. Nobody wants to pay taxes. Mm-hmm. And that just was an attractive incentive to so many people.
Yeah. So his strategy worked.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, and I just hope that on a personal level, I really hope that during the Trump era, that we're just more kind, we're more loving and more respectful. I believe that it brought the ugliness out in people a little bit.
True.
Not a little bit, a lot.
Right.
And I just hope that right now, because it's still very fresh, that it eventually will calm itself.
Yeah. I hope that taking on this enormous office, I understand, especially someone who doesn't have any experience in the military or in politics before, President-elect Donald Trump, I think, has had, even though he's been an international personality and business person, I think his life experience has been fairly limited and fairly narrow and fairly sheltered. I hope that this experience in being president really opens his eyes to how other people in this country live, and he develops a sympathy and an empathy and a thought and a yearning to really, as he said in his acceptance speech that night, you know, on Tuesday night or early Wednesday morning, that I'm going to be a president that represents everyone.
Absolutely.
That is one campaign, you know, statement that I hope he does come true with.
I agree. Thank you, Tara.
Well, thank you.
That was very well said.
Thank you.
Well, that is our show for today. We really wanted to give you some business tips and a little bit of post wrap up for the election on Trump and Clinton and, you know, Trump. It's hard for me to say it.
It's still new.
It's still new. President-elect Trump.
Yeah. I will say, though, there is, and I'm not trying to get anyone's hopes up, and I didn't realize this until this happened.
Yeah.
But I think it's December, around mid-December, is when the Electoral College really gives their votes for the presidential candidate. And it's still possible that an Electoral College, however you designated your votes on Tuesday night, can still change. And so a lot of people are doing petitions. There are petitions out there. Of course, we know there's protests out there. Please keep the protests nonviolent. That people are attempting state by state to talk to their Electoral College representatives to possibly change their votes. And so, as much as we think this possibly is over, you know, I don't think it's ever happened in history. But as we all know, there's a lot of stuff that's happening that's never been happening in history. So we will see.
We will see
what happens. And so by the end of December, we'll know who really president-elect is. But as of right now, it's president-elect Donald Trump.
I'm so glad that you said that. Thank you so much for joining us on this wonderful Sunday. I'm your host, Ashita Onre, and you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Ashita Onre.
And I'm Tara Johnson. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at TJ Wagging Her Tail.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, and we look forward to inspiring you next week.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.